Scientists say Phoenix has found water on Mars. Boeing successfully powers up the Dreamliner. And Gemini Air Cargo is bankrupt again. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Monday, June 23rd, 2008. Dice-sized crumbs of bright material have vanished from inside a trench where they were photographed by NASA's Phoenix Mars lander 4 days ago, convincing scientists that the material was frozen water that vaporized after it was exposed by the digging. Principal investigator Peter Smith of the University of Arizona, Tucson, noted, quote, "These little clumps completely disappearing over the course of a few days, that's perfect evidence that it's ice. There had been some question whether the bright material was salt. Salt can't do that," unquote. The chunks were left at the bottom of a trench informally called Dodo Goldilocks. Early on Thursday, digging in a different trench, the robotic arm connected with a hard surface that scientists think might be an icy layer. They've named the new trench Snow White. In other project news, Lockheed Martin believes it has a software patch that'll prevent Phoenix from a repeat of a Tuesday issue in which the lander wrote duplicate file maintenance data to its own flash drive. The glitch uses excess memory and led to a decision to download data at the end of each day rather than leaving it with Phoenix overnight. Well, Boeing's PR department can now exhale for the first time in months. The power-up sequence for the first 787 Dreamliner was completed last week. Power on is a complex series of tasks and testing that brings electrical power onto the airplane and begins to exercise all the electrical systems. It's a big deal because the 787 makes extensive use of electrical actuators in functions traditionally done with air pressure derived from the engines. Pat Shanahan, vice president and general manager of the 787 program, called it great progress, but tempered his enthusiasm. Quote, "There is plenty of work to be done between now and first flight, but with every step forward, we grow more and more confident," unquote. First flight of the 787 is now expected in the fourth quarter of this year. The plane is expected to enter revenue service next year. 58 customers have ordered nearly 900 Dreamliners since the plane was introduced in April of 2004. Gemini means twins. And now for the second time in 2 years, Gemini Air Cargo has filed for bankruptcy. Gemini is based in Dulles, Virginia. The company filed under Chapter 11 in the spring of 2006 and came back to life that August after reaching agreements with its financial partners. Well, the latest filing came Wednesday last week and, according to initial reports, lists somewhere between 1 and 5,000 creditors, 100 to 500 million in assets, and about the same in total liabilities. Affiliated companies Gemini Cargo Logistics, Gemini Leasing Holdings, and Gemini Leasing have also sought protection. Gemini Air Cargo pilots, represented by the Airline Pilots Association, expressed surprise in an official statement. Quote, "We are also very troubled by the additional news that 75 crew members were terminated or furloughed. The furloughs were done in direct violation of Section 23 of our current contract, and we will take whatever steps are necessary to protect the rights of those pilots affected. However, we remain optimistic that these cost-saving measures are necessary during this financially turbulent time to reposition the company as an attractive opportunity for prospective investors," unquote. ALPA represents 225 crew members at Gemini Air Cargo. When student pilots study the chapter on human factors, they're taught to recognize issues which may make them unsafe at the controls and how to know when to make a no-go decision based on fatigue, illness, or emotional distractions. That's one thing for a recreational pilot scrubbing plans to do some sightseeing. But what happens when an airline pilot makes a no-go decision after his plane is loaded with passengers? Well, it looks like we're about to find out. A United pilot in Salt Lake City reportedly got a cell phone call from a colleague at the gate on Thursday, just before entering the cockpit for Flight 416 to Denver. He reportedly was angered by criticism for failing to observe a union protest, which asks United pilots to remove their caps in areas where management might see the gesture in a subtle act of defiance. Energy company executive Paul Jacobson was a passenger on the flight. He told USA Today the pilot announced his intent on the PA system. Quote, "I'm roughly paraphrasing here, but the pilot came on the PA and said, 'Some of you may have witnessed an incident I was involved in at the gate. I'm not going to go into details, but it was an interpersonal confrontation that upset me significantly to the point where I'm not focused enough to fly you to Denver. I feel like I may not be calmed and focused enough to fly to Denver for another hour,' unquote." United spokeswoman Robin Urbanski says the airline rebooked its customers and will offer goodwill gestures, which may include miles and travel certificates for the inconvenience. She added, quote, "We will conduct a full investigation of the events leading up to the cancellation and take appropriate necessary action," unquote. The last-minute no-go decision comes in contrast to other recent incidents in which pilots have reported to work too tired, drunk, or hungover to fly. The union is not commenting. The FAA says it's United's call. But passenger Jacobson observes, quote, "I'm going to give him credit for standing in front of people and saying that. Still, it was a very unusual situation," unquote. United recently announced capacity cuts, which will eliminate up to 1,600 jobs, while at the same time setting aside about $130 million in stock to fund a new incentive plan for executives. Coming up next, stress testing the Piper Jet prototype. New Braunfels Municipal Airport has its hangar back, and an air ambulance pilot is arrested. But was he really drunk? You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft merges the most advanced technologies from the fields of hearing science, aviation communications, and performance audio. Clarity Aloft headsets use Comply canal tips composed of soft, viscoelastic foam, the same foam tips used in advanced hearing aids. The noise-canceling microphone is optimized for speech frequencies in high-noise environments. The low-profile headband is featherweight and comfortable. Just three reasons why you need to feel and hear the difference a Clarity Aloft stereo headset can make for you. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headsets on the web at clarityaloft.com.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for June 23rd, 2008. On the web, you can find us at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Piper Aircraft says all static load testing of the Piper Jet has been successfully completed on the first proof-of-concept airframe. The test loads, which were equivalent to plus 3.8 Gs and minus 1.5 Gs, give the engineering test pilots confidence in the strength and integrity of the airplane before it leaves the ground for the first time. Following the testing on June 5th, the airframe was removed from the test fixture and the landing gear installed for the first time. The proof-of-concept aircraft uses conventional oleo main gear. A trailing link gear is planned for all subsequent aircraft. As of June 9th, the Piper Jet's fuselage was basically complete, with the wings and fuselage mated, the engine mounted in the vertical stab, and the empennage in place. Piper says its focus on reducing airframe drag will allow Piper Jet to fly at 360 knots true with 1,300 nautical mile range and a 35,000-foot operational ceiling. Hangar space at New Braunfels Municipal Airport in Texas, which was abandoned in the sudden shutdown of Silver State Helicopters, is finally back in the hands of the city. Silver State also abandoned students and creditors in its February shutdown. According to the Herald Zeitung, the company's assets, including the hangar space in the city of New Braunfels, were frozen by a federal bankruptcy court in Nevada for a period of more than 150 days to allow creditors to claim the lease as one of the company's significant assets. New Braunfels city manager Mike Morrison says, quote, "The deadline has passed for anyone to lay claim to the leases on the hangars. We're in the process of preparing the request for proposals to begin the process of releasing those hangars and finding someone to take over the tower operations," unquote. That's right. As part of the flight training program the school had introduced, the control tower at the airport was also operated by Silver State. The city was forced to hire independent contractors to operate it when the school went bankrupt. An unnamed source told the paper at least one company has made a preliminary offer to take over the hangar lease, operate the tower, and absorb $280,000 in losses the city had to cover when Silver State walked out. Former Silver State students should be so lucky. An air ambulance pilot was arrested Thursday in Lexington, Kentucky, before a flight to transport a quadriplegic man and his wife from Bluegrass Airport to St. Louis. Passenger Polly DeWitt reported smelling alcohol in the breath of the pilot, 51-year-old Stephen Ray Lynn, and Bluegrass Airport police reported that at the time of his arrest, Lynn was unsteady on his feet and had bloodshot eyes. Lynn was arrested at 9:40 a.m. Thursday and charged with violating a state law on alcohol use by pilots. Kentucky law prohibits pilots from flying if they've had a drink in the past 8 hours or have a blood alcohol content of 0.04%, or half the limit for driving a car. Lynn said he'd had no drinks in more than 10 hours, and the breathalyzer indicated 0.007, or less than one-fifth the legal limit. But the Kentucky law also prohibits anyone from flying who is under the influence of alcohol or using any substance that affects faculties in any way contrary to safety. They may have arrested him on one of those points. Lynn told authorities he worked for James Flying Service, based in St. Louis. He was released after posting a $3,000 cash bond Thursday afternoon. Lynn could face up to 30 days in jail and or a fine of up to $500. The FAA will conduct its own investigation and stresses that Lynn is entitled to due process. The Veterans Administration, which had booked the flight for its patient, says it has used James Flying Service for the last time. Boeing Australia Limited last week sold certification authority for the twin turboprop Nomad aircraft to an Australian general aviation manufacturer called Gippsland Aeronautics. The sale includes technical and spares sales support and intellectual property. The price was not disclosed. David Withers is president of Boeing Australia Limited, which is a subsidiary of The Boeing. He says the plane has a bright future. Quote, "We're delighted with Gippsland's plan to continue providing outstanding support to existing customers while greatly expanding the market for this remarkably versatile Australian-designed aircraft," unquote. Independent research carried out by Connell Wagner and Asia Pacific Air Services found global demand for the Nomad could exceed 400 aircraft in the next 10 years. The plane was designed in 1965 by Australian Government Aircraft Factory, which was later renamed Aerospace Technologies of Australia Limited. The first prototype flew in 1971, and production concluded in 1984. 54 Nomads remain operational worldwide. Boeing Australia Limited acquired the Nomad type certificate in 1996 after the Boeing company purchased the Rockwell Group. Still ahead, NetJets will buy more Gulfstreams. A Diamond DA40 owner may have set a record. And here's an A380 for the rest of us. You're listening to Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
Shoot happens. Come on, you know it does. Even the world's top test pilots know there are in-flight situations you can't always recover from. Mid-air collision, control failure, pilot incapacitation. In severe emergencies, do what the world's top test pilots do. Use a parachute. Except, instead of having to bail out of a moving aircraft, you can have the safety of a BRS full airframe recovery parachute. BRS has parachutes for an enormous variety of aircraft, from experimental to light sport, and all the way to retrofits on certified airplanes. Shoot happens. Will you be ready when it does? Call BRS today at 651-457-8651 or visit us online at brsparachutes.com.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Monday, June 23rd, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. NetJets Incorporated, a Berkshire Hathaway company, announced on Friday it will significantly expand its fleet of large cabin Gulfstream G450s and G550s. In a new agreement signed with Gulfstream valued at $1.9 billion, NetJets will acquire a total of 40 new Gulfstream aircraft, four G450s and four G550s each year from 2012 through 2016. The deal also includes a long-term maintenance support agreement. The deal extends NetJets' current agreement, signed in 2006, under which NetJets receives four Gulfstream 450s and four 550s each year through 2011. NetJets claims over 90% of the long-range cabin fractional market and is the largest operator of Gulfstream aircraft in the world, with a fleet totaling 110 aircraft. Diamond Aircraft has touted the long-range capability of its turbo-diesel variant of the DA-40, but it turns out the gasoline version is no slouch either. Mark Aro Lehmann took delivery of his DA40 XL at Diamond's London, Ontario facility last summer. In May, he decided to bring it back to upgrade his G1000 with Garmin's new synthetic vision technology. While he was at it, he fulfilled a dream he says started when he was given flying lessons as a gift in 2004, a 20,000-mile, 150-flight-hour, round-the-world flight. Mark and a co-pilot set out May 11th and made stops in Croatia, Greece, Kuwait, Dubai, India, Thailand, Vietnam, Japan, Alaska, and northern Canada. Their longest leg was a nonstop flight from Japan to Nome, Alaska, a distance of over 2,250 nautical miles, flown in 16 hours, 52 minutes nonstop. Mark praised the DA-40's comfort and visibility as assets on the flight, which was conducted after installing an extra fuel tank. ANN has been unable to confirm a rumor that Mark has been named the new spokesman for the Little John. If you buy Legos for your kids and then can't leave them alone yourself, here's a worthy goal: the Singapore Airlines Lego Airbus A380. The massive model was rolled out in 2006 at Legoland in Billund, Denmark. Displayed along with models of world landmarks and buildings in Mini World, the model is an exact 1/25th scale example. It weighs 275 pounds and required over 75,000 Lego bricks. It stands 40 inches tall and has a wingspan of nearly 10.5 feet. A team of professional builders needed over 600 hours to create the model. Now there's your next goal. Who knew there were professional Lego builders? And finally, we're getting more details now on one of 2008's most important aviation stories. The tantrum which got supermodel Naomi Campbell arrested April 5th at London Heathrow Airport's new Terminal 5. You may recall T5's opening week. Hundreds of flights were canceled, stranded passengers became irate, two British Airways employees got into a fistfight, and more than 20,000 bags were lost. Among the footage on the highlight reel, Naomi was asked to deplane after one of her bags was lost. She became hostile, and she was charged with suspicion of assaulting an officer when she allegedly spat on a responding member of London's Metropolitan Police Force. Now, according to a report in Reuters, the model claims her rage was brought on by being called a gollywog doll. The term refers to a black rag doll in children's literature and is considered a racial slur in British culture. When asked who had used the term, she replied, quote, "someone on the flight, not a passenger," unquote. British Airways rejected the claims of racism on Saturday. It's worth noting the accusation arose only after Naomi's trial, where it was never mentioned. She was sentenced to 200 hours of unpaid community work and was ordered to pay compensation and fines equivalent to about $6,000 U.S. The supermodel calls British Airlines disgusting and says she's boycotting the carrier. There's no word yet on how BA plans to woo back her business. And that's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, CFI Bob Miller tells us why airspeed on final approach is the most important factor in making a smooth landing. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, Yahoo, Odeo, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.